location in Denver. More information at kgnu.org. This program is brought to you by KGNU listener members and by Illegal Pete's. Illegal Pete's is hosting a fundraiser for the station called Burritos for a Cause on June 26th at the Colfax location in Denver. More information at kgnu.org.
Join us every Monday evening from 10 to midnight for The Present Edge. The best new music in the classical tradition. Organic, electronic, experimental, art as sound, essential music, up to the minute. The Present Edge, every Monday from 10 to midnight, right here on KGNU.
Hello, this is Aaron Youngberg with the Colorado-based Fenders and Youngberg Band. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver.
Tune in every Wednesday morning at 8:20 for Make Them Hear You, a regular spot on KGNU, letting you know how you can have your voice heard on issues up before Congress. This is Chris Moore. News from Washington can be overwhelming, but the recent Women's March proved that there are literally millions of people willing to communicate what they believe in. Make Them Hear You will focus on one thing each week and simple ways that people are expressing their concerns.
Thank you. to Prince's Landing Stage, Mercy River, fare thee well. Well, I am bound for California, but I know that I'll return someday. So fare thee well, my own true love. When I return united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but darling, it's when I think of thee. Oh, I have signed on the Yankee sailing ship. Davy Crockett is her name, and Burgess is the captain of her, and they say that she's a floating shame. So fare thee well, my own true love, when I return united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but darling, it's when I think of thee. Burgess once before, and I think I know him quite well. For if a man is a sailor, he can get along. If not, he's in a floating hell. So fare thee well, my own true love. When I return united, we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but darling, it's when I think of thee. The sun is on the harbor, love, and I wish I could remain. For I know it will be a long, long time before I see you again. So fare thee well, my own true love. When I return united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but darling, it's when I think of thee. So fare thee well, my when I return united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but darling, it's when I think of thee.
My old one, I haven't got a farthing. I went up to Monto Town to see Uncle Nicardo, but he wouldn't give me half a crown to go to the Waxy Stargle. What will you have?
I'll have a
plate. I'll have a plate with you, sir. And if one of us doesn't, ought to soon be kicked out of the boozer. Your old one, when you go to the Galway races, this is your old one, to my old one, I'll hock me old man's braces. I went up to Gable Street to see the old money lender, but he wouldn't give me a couple of bob for the old man's red suspenders. What will you have?
I'll have a pint.
I'll have a pint with you, sir. And if one of us doesn't, ought to soon be kicked out of the boozer. to your old one. We've got no beef or mutton. If we went up to Monto Town, we might get a drink for nothing. Here's some piece of good advice I got from an old fish bunker. When the food is scarce, you see the hearse, you know you've died of hunger. What will you have?
I'll have a pipe.
I'll have a pipe with you, sir. And if one of us doesn't order soup, be kicked out of the boozer. What will you have?
I'll have a pipe.
I'll have a pipe with you, sir. And if one of us doesn't order soup, be kicked out of the boozer.
La 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 la.
Sure to listen to the lyrics on this next song.
Yeah, this is, we're going to return to that theme we were first talking about. This time, instead of a rich merchant's son, it's a gold digger from New Zealand. But the theme is the same. He goes out to spend his earnings, whatever gold he has, meets a beautiful lass, or so it would seem. And the guy that wrote this name, Bob Bickerton, and he took that old theme and just took it a few steps further, gave it a nice twist. And there is a clue in the title. It's called The Close Shave. Come gather round ya, diggers, all that work the gold fields rare. It's all a trick was played on me, and it's caused me to despair. I came to town the other day, my precious gold, the train. But then I met a bonny lass who did me heart betray. And her lips were red as roses, her eyes a deep sky blue, her hair as yellow as the gold she stole from me and you. We went into a public house, and there we did imbibe in whiskey and strong porter and dreadful stuff besides. It's then she asked me up to bed, to which I did agree. But truth be told, I fell asleep before she'd hurt her feet. And her lips were red as roses, her eyes a deep sky blue, her hair as yellow as the gold she stole from me and you. When I awoke next morning, no trousers could I find, but scattered all around the room were women's clothes so fine. Me jacket, shoes, and gold are gone, and all that's left behind was a yellow wig, a woman's dress, and a shaving kit not mine. And her lips were red as roses, her eyes a deep sky blue, her hair as yellow as the gold she stole from me and you. Why did she need a wig? Why did she need to shave? It's then the truth that struck me in a fit of blinding rage. Me pretty maid, some man I cried, and thanks be I fell asleep. For I'd rather lose a bag of gold than wake up with that creep. And her lips were red as roses, her eyes a deep sky blue, her hair as yellow as the gold she stole from me and you. Venture in the street again, I cautiously inclined. I had a shave, put on the wig, wore the dress so fine. And as I walked along the road, a digger gave a wink. And I thought of all the gold he had, and I offered him a drink. And her lips were red as roses, her eyes a deep sky blue, her hair as yellow as the gold she stole from me and you. Well, you may think it's sinful, and you may think it bold, to take advantage of the lads who struggle for the gold. It's easy putting on a dress and drinking whiskey neat, but leave your shaving kit behind when they are fast asleep. And her lips were red as roses, her eyes a deep sky blue, her hair as yellow as the gold she stole from me and you. And her lips were red as roses, her eyes a deep sky blue, her hair as yellow as the gold she stole from me and you.
Good evening. You're listening to Shulta Gale on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Roger Hara, your host for this evening, and you just had the pleasure of hearing three of Colorado's finest bands. The first song was a set of reels from Adam Agee and John Souza. Patty Fahey's Gone Ein, Star of Munster, Paddy on the Landfill, and the Glen Road to Carrick. And then you heard a couple of cuts by the McDeviants, Leaving of Liverpool and Waxy Dargle. And then the last song you heard was called The Close Shave by the Bedlam Boys, Steve Hart and Marty Smith out of Colorado Springs and Woodland Park. Started off the show tonight with those three bands because they are among the bands that you're going to be able to hear this weekend if you go down to Colorado Springs, to Memorial Park, to the Pikes Peak Celtic Festival. Along with those bands, you can hear Rocky Bard, Panger Band, Swagger, and headlining the show is Albanac. Skeen Do, another great local band, will also be there. In addition to that, you can watch Heavy Scottish Athletics, see the Celtic Steps doing their dancing, fireworks. Celtic Caterer will be doing cooking demonstrations. There will be a whiskey tasting on Sunday for Father's Day, pipe band competition, and a rugby demonstration. So that's starting Friday night, running through Sunday afternoon, Memorial Park in Colorado Springs.
Shulta Gale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
died was a night I'll never forget. Everyone got roaring drunk, some not sober yet. As long as a bottle was passed around and everyone feeling gay, till O'Leary came with bagpipes and music for to play. Well, Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner pouring out her grief, while Kelly and his friends, them dirty robbing thieves, they crept into the anteroom and a bottle of whiskey stole. Well, they placed the bottle on the corpse to keep that liquor cold, and
that's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame and they winked at one another. Now everything in the White House went the night Pat Murphy died.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, some dirty blue-eyed scamp, well, he wrote upon the coffin lid, "Herein lies a tramp." They stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time, and at 3:15 they told her it was 9. Then the whole damn gang got merry, they didn't care for prayers, so Mrs. Murphy said she'd wait till all the gang were there. And a bonsai's I'd ever seen that made me shiver with fear. Well, they took the ice right off the corpse, placed it on the pier, and
that's how they showed their respect to Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it wasn't a shame and they winked at one another. Now everything in the White House went the night Pat Murphy died.
Now everything was going fine and there was no ill at all, till Finnegan told Flanagan, "You got an awful gall." I thought this might start a row, and sure enough it did. And Callahan would carve his name upon that coffin lid. And then a fight got fierce and strong and everybody in. So someone knocked the whiskers off of poor old Darby Flynn. And Dirty Andy Burke was there, now what do you think he'd done? Well, he stood old Pat right on his head in the corner just for fun. And
that's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame and they winked at one another. Now everything in the White House went the night Pat Murphy died.
Well, someone hollered for the cops, they busted down the door. They jumped upon old Patty's back, laid him on the floor. Well, they knocked him twice behind the ears and they knocked him on the head. But when they got up off his back, sure they found out he was dead. Then Mrs. Murphy started in, did battle with them cops. She licked them, every one of them, chased them several blocks. Well, a lovely time was had by all 18, and courts were tried for having caused a riot on the night Pat Murphy died. And
that's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame and they winked at one another. Now everything in the White House went the night Pat Murphy died.
Left the house. Everyone but poor old Mrs. Murphy was out soused. We stopped on the way to the graveyard at the old Red Door Saloon. We went in there at 9 o'clock, but we didn't come out till noon. Oh, someone asked Lou Milligan if anyone had died. Lou says he, "Well, I'm not quite sure, I just came for the ride." Well, we started out for the churchyard all in a very straight line, but when we got to the grave, we found we'd left old Pat behind. And
that's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame and they winked at one another. Now everything in the White House went the night Pat Murphy died. And that's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame and they winked at one another. Now everything in the White House went the night Pat Murphy died.
Now everything in the White House went the night Pat Murphy died.
Yeah!
there you had a variety set. First song was A Pair of Jigs by a band called Rakish out of County Leitrim. They play in a pub called The Swan in Carrick-on-Shannon. Haymaker's Jig combined with The Roaring Barmaid. Second song was The Night Pat Murphy Died from a really great trad band out of Kansas City called Tullamore. They haven't made it to Colorado yet, but I hope that they get here someday because I really like their sound. Then the final song in that set was Carlos Nunez accompanied by the Chieftains in concert in Spain.
Schultegale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Wolf. You can hear me and my show, Economic Update, every Thursday afternoon at 4 p.m. here at KGNU.
Good ship of Dublin to be free. And now we're heading back to Dublin town, where I'll boast of all the pleasures I have found. I'll give a restless cry and won't know the reason why, till I'm back sailing on the salt sea. Whoa, honey, I got lots of money, and I'll rat and roar till I reach my homeland shore, with my heart still tingling from that deep salt sea, and that good ship of Dublin to be free. And that good ship of Dublin to be free.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Shulta Gale, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm your host tonight, Roger Hera. That set of songs that you just heard, there is a linkage between them. The first song was by a band that was around for a while in the early part of the 2000s called Canned Haggis. Scott Beach, Patrick McElhinney, Gina Lance, and Mark Hill. Patrick has continued on with a band now called Celtic Friends. The second song was Damian McCarron singing Whiskey Tonight, a song that he wrote with Mike Nile when they were with the Indulgers. The third song was from the new CD just released by a new band called Wild Mountain. The CD is called Green Grass, and featured vocals of Sarah Jones, who also sings with Celtic Friends, with Patrick. And Mike Nile composed that particular song. So just an interesting sort of linkage in the Celtic music scene in Colorado.
Thank you.
Well, that was a lively set of reels from a brilliant, brilliant trad band out of Ireland called Full Set. They were down at Spanish Peaks a couple of years ago and just really, really entertained the crowd very nicely. The first piece on that set was some jigs from another talented band called Nick Gavisky. Two young men, two American young men, Sean Vincent McComiskey and Sean Vincent Gavin, and then two sisters from Ireland, Bernadette and Caitlin, Nick Gavin. And so they've combined into a band called Nick Gavisky. So you've been listening to Shoulder Gale. I'm your host for tonight, Roger Hera, on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And this was my first solo show tonight, so I apologize for the little bit of dead air and a little bit of repetition. I promise that I will get better as I work along. So we'll close out with a song in honor of Father's Day, a song called The Old Man, done in the early 90s by the Furies with Davy Archer. So listen to the song, honor your father on Father's Day, and stay tuned for EC, who will be presenting Musica Mundi.
Have all been shed now. We've said our last goodbye. His soul's been blessed and he's laid to rest. It's now I feel alone. He was more than just a father, a teacher, my best friend. He can still be heard in the tunes we shared when we played them on our own. No, I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on, and I miss him, my old man. As a boy, he'd take me walking by mountain, field and stream. He'd show me things not known to kings, and secret between him and me. Like the colours of the pheasant, as he rises in the dawn, and how to fish and make a wish beside a holy tree. No, I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on, and how I miss him, the old man. I thought he'd live forever. He seemed so big and strong. But the minutes fly, the years roll by, for a father and a son. And suddenly, when it happened, there was so much left unsaid. No second chance to tell him thanks for everything he's done. Though I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on. And how we miss him, the old man. Thank you. Good night. Take care.
Tune 2, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. A very good evening to you. EC here with you for this evening's Musica Mundi. Thanks for another great Schultgale. We're going to be playing, well, a variety of music inspired by, you know, what's new, what I've seen, encountered, heard recently, and some new stuff, but let's jump right in with something from Paris Combo. Their most recent release is called Taco Tsubo. Je suis parti. And party, you know, it sounds like there's a party. It actually means I'm leaving.
Du plus lointain, je me souviens que je partais sur les chemins chiffons, naïvement noués en baluchons. Je partais sur les chemins dont le dessin, le tracé formait un rond. Il me ramenait chaque fois.
Je pars